This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, 1 o'clock hour here on a Wednesday. Hope you guys are having a great day. Storms out of the area. Fans maybe still driving back from St. Louis. I know some of you were getting up this morning.
A bit dicey on that drive home last night, man.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, yes. Here's the thing. Now that it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so glad we drove back.
At
2:50 last night in the morning or this morning. It was not good.
1 o'clock, I was regret. Like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're still an hour and a half away from the house.
It was in the moment where we both were miserable in that moment. We were just like, oh gosh. But hope everybody got to St. Louis or back from St. Louis safely. I know a lot of you were out there yesterday. And tonight, of course, another go for Jack Caglione trying to get his first hit as a big leaguer, 6:45 first pitch. We're expected to hear from Andy Reid at some point this hour. It could be in 5 minutes. It could be in 20 minutes, right? We'll just play it by ear. But we're going to hear from Andy Reid. OTAs going on. Plus, I'm told there's a new rap out.
Not mine.
No, not. No.
I'm saving my Jack Caglione song for his home debut
for next
on
Tuesday.
Okay. I would have done it yesterday, but we made the last minute decision to go to St. Louis.
Yes.
And so there wasn't enough time to execute it in the way that it deserved.
Okay.
So my Jack Caglione song will be next Tuesday.
But I guess there's another new rap, not from you, from a former Chiefs player. I'll leave it at that, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But let's talk some Royals baseball. We asked Vern about Michael Lorenzen, and I think everybody kind of agrees. Like, it seems like the obvious solution here is Lorenzen goes to the bullpen after another bad outing, and Noah Cameron, who does pitch tonight, and hopefully he pitches well, then he's your fifth starter. He becomes your fifth starter, and just see how this plays out for a little bit. You know, we talked about the decision a week or so ago. Sometimes they sort themselves out, and unfortunately for Michael Lorenzen, his performance has made this an easier decision. And I guess Noah Cameron's performance has made it, this is an easier decision too.
That's what it is. It's the combination of the two. No, Lorenzen is coming off his two worst starts of the season. He is coming off four starts in a row that I would call poor to suboptimal. So like, he went seven innings in one, but he let up four runs, which is not the worst start in the world. And he only gave up two runs in a start that he went less than five innings. So I would call those not great starts, but not, you know, keep your team in the game starts at least. And then the last two have been just take your team out of the game starts, even though they did eventually win the game last night. That's not usually what we're talking about. We're like, just keep your team in the game, going 2 2/3 and allowing 7 earned runs. I thought at some point this was going to be a difficult decision, one that they were going to honor by making the difficult choice of sending Noah Cameron down and stashing him for when they eventually needed him back up to make some starts. Not now. You'd be crazy. I'd be honestly actively mad at the team if they had made all these right decisions, even the smart ones, Gold, where I think, forget Super 2 and screw all that and let's go for the win now. And here comes Jack Caglione and all the other moves they've made, you know, like calling up Rave and Lofton and searching for answers. And then what? You're going to tell me the guy with a 5.5 earned run average should start over the guy who has a 1 earned run average? No, no, no. That doesn't make any sense. I think they'll make the obvious decision if it comes to that. Vern did point out the interesting point, which is what right now Reagan's has started for Thursday. So is there a chance Lugo has to miss one more start?
Yeah, it's weird. Slotted for J.J. Bacola told us Friday for Reagans when he joined us yesterday. Maybe he did. Yeah, maybe he did. By the way, I'll just say we saw Cole Reagans yesterday. He's in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We saw him in the dugout, or right walking through the dugout, I should say. So he's there. I don't know, if it was a misspeak on Thursday versus Friday. But either way, Reagans is expected to start one of the next couple days. And Seth Lugo, I mean, he just came back of IL. I know he didn't pitch very well. I don't think something's going to happen there unless they think they need to skip his start. And then you would just keep Lorenzen one more go. At this point, though, I don't know what you're really waiting for on the Lorenzen aspect of it.
No, and I guess that's really what it comes down to. It's like we know the answer. And look, it doesn't have to have a big, deep conversation. He has been an effective reliever in his career. He has pitched 550 innings roughly in his big league career as a starter, Gold, and he has pitched roughly 350 innings as a reliever. This is not a new role for him. Fringe, and by the way, we always talk about this, like, this is how fifth starters work. Fifth starter jobs are never safe. It's hot hand time, and the guys who fail as fifth starters end up as bullpen guys. See Daniel Lynch. See Jonathan Bolin. Just on this staff alone, before I get to any other number of guys who could possibly be available in that situation or discussed in that way. So, like, I think it's fairly obvious at this point that the choice is Noah Kamen. I just thought it was going to be a harder decision versus,
right,
like, last night you and I were looking at each other and be like, look, we could talk about it tomorrow and we should, but Noah Kamen's got to start now for this team.
I think everybody had that reaction. You're like, oh, this is now becoming more of a question. They're like, oh, this got a lot easier once you saw what was on the board. And yeah, someone on the text line, 913-586-7965, said, hey, you know, this is defense. You know, if Isbell catches that at the wall, he still wasn't pitching well. I understand that Isbell almost had it
at the wall. He still ripped it to dead center field for a homer.
I mean, I get you want to say that Lorenzen gets another inning instead. Maybe. It's not just about last night, though. Last night might have been the final straw, but this is now multiple outings that have been rough for him. And he had a great April. He did. Lorenzen was awesome in April. And four outings ago, he had that seven inning. But since then, it's been a short outing, giving up a handful of runs. And then it's been a couple six, seven run performances as a pitcher. I mean, you know, what's the corresponding move? Somebody was asking in the bullpen.
It's not even that hard.
You just send him right back down.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, it's not even to be rude to him. This is, like, we always think that it's hard.
He made his debut, and unfortunately for him, it's, you know, he's a bullpen guy, so you're going to go up and down.
Yeah, it'll be him. Schreiber pitches in many important innings.
Oh, yeah.
Estevez, Cruz, Clark, all those guys are cruising. Bolin's done a nice job in the bullpen.
Clark's actually been really good for them.
He's been phenomenal since getting called up. He's allowed one run, I think, in 13 innings. I mean, he's got, like, a 0.4 or 0.3 ERA. I don't know. I mean, again, it'd just be Hoffman, when he made his major debut, I was like, oh my God, he looks like he's 17. It's like, man, you look young. That made me feel old. Andrew Hoffman pitcher, they start feeling like way younger than you. That's when, like, you know, Jack Caglione doesn't make me feel way older because he looks like he's just like a grown ass man, right? Andrew Hoffman was very baby face, so it felt a little bit different in that
regard. Andrew Hoffman's 25. He's 3 years older than Cax.
I know, but it doesn't feel that way based on their faces.
All right.
I'm not saying it's an actual age thing. It's just more of a vibe. And Andrew Hoffman's vibe was that of a very young player. I also wonder, you're talking about like the way you sleep and like the shirt bother you.
Yeah.
Like he had to like move his hair a lot to pitch. Like before he threw
off.
God, would that drive you crazy? He had to like move his hair a bunch before he'd like throw a pitch. I felt like, and I'm not kidding, when I was watching this, my wife and I were watching the game, and I said, I feel like that would really bother me. But it would also bother me with, like, the necklace. I couldn't be, like, a necklace guy when I played either. So I was, like, tucking it into their shirt. I feel like you'd feel it up against your skin. I just wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of players, like, I feel like, you know, like, even go back to Drew Butera, right? He'd do, like, the hair flip thing, you know, when he would get a double or whatever. Now, that was something fans enjoyed, too, but, stuff like that, I don't know, there's plenty of athletes. I don't think it really bugs them.
No, I guess not. It obviously doesn't. See, this is where I just disagree. From the 785, last night was 100% defense that screwed Lorenzen, as you pointed out. He's saying if Isbell wasn't 4 foot tall, so I was taking height check on him, defense could throw accurately to the base intended last night. Lorenzen would have gone 5 for 6 innings. First, he was getting rocked by everyone. Second, and this is small as it relates to the season, Isbell later made a great catch. And Kyle Isbell, as of right now, today, is the second best center fielder in all of baseball on defensive runs saved. So I'm just going to have to disagree that Kyle Isbell can't play center. The stats would tell you Kyle Isbell is an excellent center fielder. And so we should...
He has not been...
respect him
out of all the talk this year about...
He didn't rob the home run. That's what we're being critical of?
Out of all the talk of where the lineup is and position player, he's not, by no means, is a problem for this Royals team in 2025. He's having a very nice year, yeah. And he was very close to robbing that home run, and he didn't. But acting like... Just say the sentence out loud. He should have robbed that home run. And then say that should like that sentence doesn't make should have robbed a home run. It's called robbing a home run. You're not supposed to happen.
It's theft.
It's should have.
I mean, he could have made. He nearly
he
robbed
close.
That home run.
Very clear. I mean, I just you're gonna. This saying robbing a home run is something you should have done.
Yeah.
What?
As we wait for Andy Reid, I want to kind of go back to the because I had forgotten about the story. On the random question of the day, if you guys missed it, like 30 minutes ago, I had said, was it fair or foul that this girl had said, oh, you know what a great first date would be? The Eastern Conference Finals. Steven Spector was in our YouTube chat during that time. I clicked back over so I could interact with the fine people over there. And he's told us this before, and I forget it every time. He took his now wife to the 2015 World Series Game 2. She broke up with him a month later. So it wasn't a first date, but he took a girlfriend.
Oh, it wasn't a first date, though. How long were they dating, though?
See, good question.
If it was like 3 months, 6 months, then
it's not
this
as
is
crazy.
Not, it's not. First date is way different. Now, if it's only the second date, I would say it's the same thing. But taking your girlfriend to a World Series game is not crazy.
We
it's
need
just
a
how. Yeah, I need to ask more questions. This
she broke up a month later. That's cool.
And then they got back together, and now they're married? Is that what you're saying?
People can break them and get back together.
No, I know, but like, All right.
What do I know?
That's interesting. How many people have gone to a sporting event period on their first date, let alone a World Series? I just don't think a movie or a sporting event.
I would set somebody up on a first date.
I don't think
a Royals game. They didn't work out.
I don't think a movie or a sporting event is good for a first date. I don't think it's as good.
Movie is a terrible.
Is the worst of the worst.
Sporting event, if it's baseball, works fine.
Yeah, not football. Football, you're too busy into the game and yelling.
But baseball, I think it works fine. Lot of downtime. Lot of chatting. People talk during baseball games all the
soccer,
time.
Soccer, same thing with a soccer game.
A
too.
Regular season baseball game, you could definitely go on a date to a regular season baseball game. Basketball, those are kind of no-goes.
Someone from the 816, they took a girl to the World Series when Cueto pitched. That was their first date.
Didn't work out?
Yeah,
I'm guessing because he said took a girl. He didn't say took my future wife. Yeah. Didn't say took my future fiance. Took a girl. That is a very different conversation. What's the most expensive first date you've ever been on?
Oh, I told you.
Is it the one with the wine? That's the most expensive one? That was pretty bad.
Yeah, I still...
The waiter at a restaurant said he suggested a bottle of wine, but it was like 80 or 90 bucks or whatever it was.
Yeah,
this
was
an expensive first date.
First date, local place that still is around. And I was like, oh, let's just get do you want to just get a bottle of wine? And she said, sure. And so the waiter, I'm like, hey, what's just, whatever. And, usually you don't pick out the most expensive one if someone's asking you for a recommendation at the place we were at. We weren't at, like, some super, super fancy place. And, of course, brings the bottle. Ends up being, like, $75, $80 bottle of wine on this first day. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Not to mention, she barely drank any of it.
Did you take it home?
No. No.
You just left
and
it
date,
at the
like,
table?
And we went on one other
did
date
you
after
only,
that.
Can I be honest? Yeah. Did you only go on that second date because you're like, well, I got so much invested in this first one.
No.
I might as well give one more date a crack. That's what it sounds like, right, Drew?
It does.
No,
I might as well give one more date a crack just to see if there's a spark.
No,
you know?
I don't think it was that as much as it was. We had good conversation. It's one of those, if you had a decent date and you're interested in learning more about the person or seeing them one more time, you go on the second date to see if there's anything more there.
Gold was fascinated by this woman so much. He wasn't attracted to her. He just was fascinated.
I didn't say that. The second date is all we went on, and we both were like, yeah, okay, yeah. It says sometimes you don't know just off of one date. Sometimes you definitely know off of one date that it's just never going
to
be anything.
You both mutually agreed to do the second one, you're saying?
Well, she had to show up as well, so yes, it's mutually agreed.
I'm saying after it was done.
He's got a kidnapper. Day three!
You have to mutually agree, yes.
I gotta say, I don't think that third date's gonna go in great. If that's how you handle it.
At the end of it is what I'm saying. Like, at the end, you're like, this is fine, and you both were, like, good, or did you, like, cut it off?
I don't remember that. This was many. Okay. I don't know the exact. I think we went on the date, and then we maybe texted like a day later, and we both were like, you know, and it was just kind of done. Yeah, and there wasn't anything crazy or whatever.
A lot of people
fine.
Saying they've
yeah.
done sporting events. Lance said he did a Chiefs preseason game. Now we should just, that's what we should do the random question on. It's like, for future dates you might go on, what is the best first date spot in Kansas City? It's got to be.
So I don't know.
It can't be
dates.
Too loud.
I don't know.
I don't think it should be overly expensive. You guys are just getting to know each other. Like, I think.
A place to eat.
I think app at best. I think more drink or coffee. Now, Alex doesn't drink coffee. That's not going to be a good first date spot for him.
Yeah, well, I have a couple places that I would just go to for first dates anyway. But as far as the type of date, drinks is always an easy one right away. You just go and get drinks and just see what happens.
But what if they don't drink? What's your backup?
I haven't run into that yet.
Okay, but I'm just saying, what would your backup be? Like, hey, let's get drinks. She's like, well, I don't drink.
Oh, I'd say okay. Let's
do
something else.
If you don't drink coffee, you should find a mutually agreed upon third place.
Yeah, I mean, look, if she doesn't drink, I don't like coffee, then we're already off to a bad start. You know, we're already struggling to find common interests.
Things, you can go to things. You can still go to restaurants and coffee shops. You can just get a lemonade and she can get, you know.
Hey, you want to go to a coffee shop? I'm going to get a lemonade and you're going to get, what?
I drink iced tea more than I drink coffee. My wife and I end up at coffee shops sometimes and I drink tea.
Yeah.
You don't have, you know, like. You don't have to both be drinking coffee in order for that to work. The bar seems a little bit tougher.
But
she doesn't drink at all.
And then the second date, you do dinner, and then you have like something planned after. You know, you do to one of those craft putt type places. You do something like that after.
I think you do have to have a backup choice in case the date's going well, like a secondary location in case you want to continue the date. But you got to keep the first date short
for sure.
And then you'd be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, let's go do craft putt.
Yep.
I really think that it depends on the because again, for me and my experience, obviously, is it's you know I went to Applebee's. I think if you're an adult versus a,
I don't think you ever told us what'd you get.
If you're an I got a what did I get? I know my wife got chicken
you guys
tenders.
Do the 2 for $20 or whatever.
No,
it is.
I don't think we actually. You know what?
That makes it sound like it's Lady and the Tramp. They shared a 2 for $20.
We actually might have now that she might have been she might have been like because she probably asked me what I was getting and I said what I think it was like a steak. I don't know. But she wanted chicken tenders. I almost guarantee you, if I remember right.
Okay.
And she might have been like, you know, you just want to do the 2 for $20 or whatever, and it worked out fine. But I think it's different at what time you are in your life. Where I'm a college student. Yeah, let's go out to dinner and let's have a good time.
And that's why you guys went. And you guys went to Applebee's because you both were like 20, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah. Actually, I was
the same as a lot of 20. First dates were at bars when people went
for sure
21. 22.
Yeah, there's a big difference. I totally agree with you on that. Yeah.
I just think it's a little where I mean, look. If you're, I don't know, like Bill Belichick. If you're Bill Belichick's
age, well, if you're that
loaded,
you better be taking her Eastern Conference Finals.
Hang on. Story on that.
And if you better be giving her a job at a university. You better be giving her real estate, apparently, too.
That's right.
She's doing part of Hard Knocks, whatever.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's age. If you're like 75, if you're 70, 65 or 60 and you go out on a date, it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, date's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
At Furs.
I was going to say, where are you going? Like, you're not going to, I don't know if you're, I don't think you're going, you're not going to a bar, probably at 65. Are you, I mean, you might go to a bar. I don't know.
You can.
But is there like a spot that is different that you'd go in depending on your age range? I think it varies or would vary at least.
Bar is almost always a pretty safe.
Yeah. Or bar, nice. I don't want to just throw out names of places, but like,
you don't want to just get free pub?
Yeah, just nice. There's a few places that I just know I would, like, if I would go to, and I have gone to.
If you're 65 and you lived in Indy, you want to go to St. Elmo's. I mean, would you go to St. Elmo's? I don't know.
I think if you're that age, it is immediately dinner. Like,
yeah,
we got to speed up this dating process. I could be dead any day. We can't be having 3 coffee dates and then get dinner.
It's
if I could die tomorrow, we're getting dinner. We're moving up this relationship timeline significantly faster.
Someone says they're lost. Does Gold have a date? No, Cody had a random question
and somehow it's carried over.
We
weren't even talking about your dating life necessarily. We're just talking about dating in general.
I feel like I'm also obligated to say this. JT was produced on the show and filled in. He's now engaged. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Congrats.
He tweeted
out.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
What did I
miss
that?
Congratulations.
Our former intern, JT.
He tweeted it out this morning.
Oh, wow. I did not see that. Good for him.
This happened a couple days ago, I guess.
Oh, wow. And there it is, the photo. June 2nd, 2025. There he is. He's on a
knee. Shout out to JT.
Good for him. Congrats, JT.
How am I just finding this out?
Well, we were busy in the last day or so. That's honestly what happened.
I didn't know about it until he posted it.
He posted the photo 3 hours ago.
This morning, yeah. He posted
Nobody
it
else
at the
has commented? Come on, people.
I sent him a text message in fairness.
I'll do both, yeah.
All right. I'm going to send him a text message, but I'm definitely going to quote tweet that thing. People should know that JT's engaged.
Text line 913-586-7965. Someone says, 60-year-old here, cracking up that it doesn't occur to you that we might just hook up instead of having a date at all.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's go.
Whoa. Again, same general philosophy, though. Get to it, right?
Right.
Same philosophy as I said before. I was just talking about, we got to.
Yeah. Remember, we're still waiting, Andy. We don't know if we'll get to Andy today or not. He's supposed to speak at the 1 o'clock hour, but they've had some other people speak ahead of him. So we'll see if that
happens.
Maybe
he's decided.
I have to wait till tomorrow till we hear from one Andy Reid. Might be a little bit on that. Says, remember when Gold went on a date with the vegan? No, she wasn't. She wasn't vegan. She just was. It was a. And that, I don't want to rehash the whole story, but she wasn't a vegan.
No, but
she was very free spirit. The right way to.
She's
you know the story.
She was just like a.
She didn't want to.
The whole setup again was
free spirit is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah,
she probably loved tarot. Or, whatever.
It just was, yeah.
And by the way, you can love Tara. I don't really care. But she was just kind of like ethereal and in her own little space.
Yeah, and initially, the day of the date, ghosted, and then 10 minutes before the date was like, are you showing up? And I was like, well, you didn't respond back. And then I rushed and canceled other plans, ran out there. She literally was swaying in her seat.
She kept trying to figure out Alex's ethnicity.
She was asking about my last name being Gold, essentially like, so, what is, And it turned, it was one of the worst dates I've been on my life. It was like an hour date. It was like an hour date. She was from California. It's probably been 3-4 years at this point.
He met her outside of Kelly's when we were all there.
That's how we
together.
First met. Yeah.
She's walking down the street when we were all hanging out at Kelly's for I don't even know what now.
I don't know. All I know is she walked by, and of course I'm with you and others. You guys purposely are like, hey. And you basically called her over, and then we started talking, and that's why I went on a date. So it's your fault, actually.
Please don't leave that matchmaking. Don't let that be my matchmaking resume, because admittedly, that one did not go great.
No, it did. Honestly, that's the worst. I think that's the worst date I've been on. There's been, none of them have been, that one stands out for a reason, because it's bad. Go on plenty of dates, you're like, okay, you just don't match or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, like, but.
That was a bad date.
That was just a bad date.
That was a bad date. Anyway. Really bad date.
All right. Up next, let's get to what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Let's talk about what we expect tonight for the Royals and Cardinals series a little bit. And a former Chief has a new rap out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Game two of this I-70 series tonight in St. Louis. It'll be Noah Cameron trying to keep it going. He obviously has been incredible since getting called up from AAA. 6:45 first pitch, Vern's on deck show, 5:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. It also will be game number two for Cags in search of hit number one. Hopefully that happens tonight.
All right, turn my microphone on, actually helps. Next up on What's Trending, been a while since I did that. Kansas and UConn will do a home-and-home series over the next 2 years, December 2nd, and Lawrence will be the first of those two matchups this year. Then next year, they will have a chance at taking on them in UConn. So, like, a little home-and-home. I kind of like this. This is one of the two biggest powerhouses in all of college basketball. Why not get Bill Self versus Dan Hurley?
That's awesome.
A heated battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds alike.
That was an expensive ticket a year or so ago when they were at the field house. It'll be the same, even though they're not coming off a national championship this go around. But Dan Hurley's polarizing. UConn's a great program. Obviously, Kansas is a great program. So that'll be something to keep an eye on when we get later into the college basketball season, which is still a long ways away. Elsewhere, Dustin Colquitt in the Chiefs announced today he signed a one-day contract. That's because he will now officially retire as a Kansas City Chief. Congrats on a great career to him. I was a little surprised that this didn't happen earlier. He last played a game in the league back in 2021. So, you know,
been 4 years. And he played for the Chiefs for like 15 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then he went on like, four different teams down the end. But it's not like, you know, last year when he decided to hang it up. He's 43 years old now. I mean, he's, quote unquote, been retired for multiple years. I know the one day thing makes sense. You want to go out as a Chief.
Like the Jamal Charles handoff.
I've seen that happen like after a year or two hiatus. It's just surprising it took 4 years. That's all.
It took a little bit with Jamal Charles, as I remember. Okay. But also, like, maybe you still have the hope that there was some like flashback into that. And maybe not. Dave Tobe, who had media availability today, said he was the best punter he's ever seen inside the 20. Maybe that's why they're giving a competition for Matt Araiza this year, who was bad
great.
In that
that's
spot.
I think we
he
learned
he could boom it, but that man couldn't pin it inside the 20 last year.
Yeah, we learned very quickly last year. Yeah, the leg, the punt god, all that kind of stuff that people were calling him out of college. Got a hell of a leg, but you got to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of what they call coffin corner ability as well.
It is an important one, it turns out, in the punting game. Next up on What's Trending, the Missouri legislature continues day three of their negotiations over potential funding for a stadium bill that could help the Royals and Chiefs secure funding, at least on their end. No tornado ripped through the stadiums yesterday, so they're not like looking to build a new one soon. The thought is that there might be a little infighting today. Matt Evans over at KMBC suggested this could be kind of a contentious day between the sect of people who are anti this and the ones that are for it. It did get through part of the committee yesterday, so it's got a chance to actually get discussed on the floor today, which is good. That was expected. We'll see where that kind of thing progresses today. If we get any updates on that today, we'll talk about it tomorrow on the show.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. You mentioned the stadium conversation. For those that didn't see, there's actually this just tells you why things are a challenge to get accomplished in Missouri with this. And there's clearly opposition, and that's fine. But there's individuals that to me are just wasting everybody's time. There is actually a Senate bill that was proposed, I think, officially on June 2nd, so 2 days ago, from a state senator, I think it's Rick Braddon, out of Harrisonville. And there's a real bill called the No Taxation, All Donation Act. And it says in the bill, and this is never going to pass, but it says if somebody gives over $10,000 to one of the stadiums, then they're able to obtain free parking to be able to get into that stadium.
Okay.
It's just such a laughable...
That doesn't feel like a good enough deal.
It's a laughable, unserious...
Do I get like a waste cool of sheriff's
time,
badge?
Like waste of time proposal. That's all it is. It's everybody knows that's not good. That's just trying to waste everybody's time. And this is why stuff sometimes doesn't get done. Like that. Besides the math not checking out on that, like, and why you would want to pay $10,000 for free parking for 25 years.
What if, yeah, I mean, if it was the Royals, just, one, at least you could get through it sooner, but you better be going to like
it's just dumb.
50 home games a year.
It's just dumb. Like the Chiefs renovation reportedly might be, you know, would be a cost of what, 1 point something billion. And well, you can have 100,000 people donate $10,000 or whatever it would be.
Not even that many people fit in the stadium.
Yeah, it's just a dumb. It's just a very dumb waste of time thing. But it's a real bill. It is a real
bill.
Should
we panhandle for it? Let's just get fans. Everyone has to volunteer a 2-hour time where they stand on a corner near their house and ask for money to help pay for the stadium. And it's relative. It's like, do you remember when we used to do those like fundraising things in like middle school? Where it was like a competition. That's what it is. You stand at the corner, 119th and Knoll, and I stand in North Kansas City, and we panhandle. Whoever raises the most money gets the stadium.
There it is.
Everyone gets it. You're going to keep all the money, but whoever gets the most money in their can
gets
the stadium now.
Yeah, someone says, well, this is voluntary is better than forced through taxes. Well, you're not paying $10,000 worth of taxes over 25 years, I can promise you.
I think
you
I'd rather pay the couple hundred dollars a year in taxes than 10 grand.
$10,000.
Just so I can park. I'll pay the 25 or 50 bucks to park. Rather than the 10 grand up front, I'll put that in a savings account and somehow earn the interest to pay for my $50 in parking.
Yeah, and I don't know what the latest cost per family would be under a new proposal because they haven't even passed this bill. We don't even know what the stadium project, but based off of the April situation from 2024, didn't somebody do the math? It's like $120 a family. So don't give me this like it's anywhere near the same as $10,000. But whatever.
It would take actually way more than just the 20 years Gold said. It would take you to pay off your 10 grand's worth of free parking.
It's just an out of touch with reality, unserious thing.
I still think we had the idea earlier in the show. If you missed it, we suggested that Clark Hunt, I'm now okay with Clark Hunt getting a renovated Arrowhead, even though I've been pro new stadium this entire time, but only under the condition that he also revives Kokokee Water Resort and he builds it back on the other side of the stadium. And we finally build this thing, bring it back, but it's got to feel exactly like it is 1997.
Everything around
I want the employees to be dressed that way. The things for sale in there, the design, the music. It's got to feel like it belongs in that. And we're bringing some of that stuff into Kauffman as well while they wait for their new stadium. We want it, you know, we want the Watson's hot tub back. They have to change their name back, all this stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah, Texter, I get what you said the 10K is voluntary, the 100 is something is for. No, I'm following. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To say there is the equivalent, it's not a serious proposal.
It has 0.000% chance of ever gaining any kind of traction. He might be serious about it, but no one else is.
Fine.
That guy.
Fair. No, Kauffman, the final few years, they should just go like it's back like it's 1999, and they should bring in the Watson's hot tub. They should have the truck parked up top. They should have all those elements from 1999 to 2002.
In that case, do they get rid of the concession stands over there and we just go back to like the big concourse up there in left field?
You know what? The outfield is still going to be there. So I don't know what they'll have to transform that because in the 90s, obviously, you couldn't walk around the entire stadium in the outfield.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
If we're going back to the 90s and parking's like $5, right?
Just do it all. Retro final season at the K.
Yeah. It's like a throwback, you know? Why not? Before they get the new stadium, now I'm looking at a photo. Tell you what, that video board over there in left was not looking, was not great. The old stadium. Oh, you know what though? But I want to bring back other things that I like that were not from the 90s, like a dozen donuts for a dozen hits. Can I get that too? Can we just bring back like our top 10 favorite things? Okay. Dude, they used to do that. It was people, it wouldn't matter. The Royals could be out 20-2. Gold's been to games like that. They could be down. It doesn't matter. They could be down. All right, the Royals are trailing 18-9, and people would be chanting.
Oh, someone said the urinals too. We got
the dozen. Oh, we're going back to the troughs.
The troughs.
We're reinstalling the troughs.
Troughs.
Oh my God.
Gotta,
the lack of privacy.
That's awesome.
Gotta have the troughs. Yeah.
All of it. They had those. They still have. They still. Last time I was there.
Where?
At Kauffman?
No. At Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They still have the urinals where there is no...
Oh, the 300 level. The 300 level had them at Arrowhead for a very long time.
Yeah.
Do they still?
Those urinals are those, right? Still existing.
I actually cannot confirm that. I don't know. I assume they did, but I don't know.
I think we need confirmation.
I assume the troughs have been eliminated, right?
I mean, you want to talk about a lack of privacy. What? By the way, what an idea. The original person is like, all right, we got this new stadium. Hey, guys, how are we going to make sure enough people can go to the bathroom at once? And it's like, what if they were like cattle? And we made them squeeze up
all as many people as possible there, you know?
With their pants.
You need to squeeze all that. Why do you have to say with their pants unzipped? Why do you got to make it weird? Why do you got to make it weird, man? Why do you got to make it weird?
The creator of it made it weird.
Yeah, like the troughs. Think about that. You know, 70,000 people in a stadium. You need people in and out of the bathroom quickly, and it's way cheaper than individual urinals and stuff. So back in the day, that was the move.
I would say it did its job.
You were pleased with what it provided you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm saying.
I mean, it provided you a place to go to the bathroom, but so can an alleyway.
Someone says they are still in the 300 level. Someone says they sit in the 300 level and they can confirm they are still there. Wow, that's
amazing.
Well,
if you have a ton of people,
for real,
in this $1.1 billion renovation, if it happens to Arrowhead, can they please get the people up there?
I gotta say,
some urinals.
I would have given
troughs. Come on,
I would have liked that part of the renovation better than almost any other part of the renovation they pitched the last time. If they had said, "Actually, we're nixing the concrete walkway and instead regular urinals," I would have been
football stadiums. I think it makes sense.
Because you think it's the volume thing.
Oh, 100%. At a baseball stadium, is it? But again,
downstairs, they got regular ones, don't they?
Like they all seem to get to the bathroom. It seems fine. Sometimes there are lines at stadiums.
All right, let's get to let's get to Mecole Hardman. Sure. He's got a new rap out.
Yeah. The way I saw this tweet was really funny. It said, one day there's going to be a 30 for 30 with the wide receivers that Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl with. And then it was a clip of Mecole Hardman's rap. I had asked you earlier, I'll just be honest. It's about a 30-second clip. I asked Drew, I said, hey, man, will you roll this Mecole Hardman clip in? And he's like, hey, man, we can't play all this.
I don't think we can.
This is the only 9 seconds he will allow me to play of the 30 seconds I had sent him of Mecole Hardman's rap.
Uh-huh. No effort. No effort. Come on, girl, let me tell you. 4-5, we'll do it better. 4-5.
I was getting better, can't settle. Always got it, buddy, no effort. No effort. That's it.
I like
what happened to the other parts?
He will not allow the other portions to be played.
What about the part where he's talking about stretching something?
There are too
and
many
he
blanks.
Mentioned Tetris.
Yeah, there are too many.
Some other. I actually think you left out his best line.
Yeah,
I think the Tetris line is probably the best line of his entire.
Drew, what was the Tetris line?
I'm not going to say it. Cody can if he wants to, but I'm not going to
sure
say it.
Can we say it? I think we probably
talking can. About Tetris.
He based
said,
on the subject matter, I would say no.
With no context.
Yes.
I'm not saying this describes a thing or anything aside this. I am just simply saying there was a line in that rap that said, fill you up like Tetris.
Okay.
I'm not saying in which context any of that said. It could be about a drink, hypothetically, in this scenario.
Sure, yes.
I'm just saying
playing Tetris.
Between him and Kadarius Toney, is the entire
that sounded better
Chiefs,
than Tony.
What, this is way better.
That sounded better than Tony.
God, do we have an old Tony rap now? That I want sounded, to compare. Now that you said that so quickly.
I think Mecole Hardman's rap was better than Kadarius Tony's rap. Yes, I actually feel very confident.
Can we
that.
Find a clip rhythm, of Tony rap?
Was good. This is way better.
Can we find a Tony rap?
Do we have it in the system?
Did we not? I mean, if it's on the system, then I'd feel weary about it. I can look one up.
I mean, you definitely can't just like play it off the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to have to be careful.
The first cut I see, Tony wide open drops pass.
the first one I see is Kadarius Tony highlights, then song. His song is above the drops on
who
YouTube.
Who is most likely to have us?
Oh, wait,
probably.
What's this? There's a drop that says, Tony, save that S from you.
Oh, that's...
What? What were you doing? What was that?
That was me reading his tweet. Play it.
He accusation. Said, man, that S. Cap, I'm not hurt. None of that S. Save that S. I'm in a body cast right now at this point.
That's a completely different.
Gotcha.
Did you forget about that great drop?
I did forget about that.
His name, Kadarius Tony's name, by the way, isn't just Kadarius Tony. Do you guys know
he's got a rap. Yeah, go ahead. I don't remember the name. I know he has a name.
Young Joka.
That's right. Okay.
Is it Jaka? I guess I kind of assumed it was Jaka, but that's fine.
Joka makes more sense.
J-O-K-A is how it's spelled. I would assume it's Joka.
Okay.
It's got to be that.
I think I've only seen it written, not pronounced. Man, I looked in every single folder. I don't feel like there's a single clip of any of his raps in here.
Yeah. by the way.
We have conflicting
trough reports from the 300 level. Some people say they're there. Some people say they're not. So I don't know.
Is there a secret bathroom? I don't know. Troughs?
We've got people arguing. One person says that there's none. Somebody else says there is. So I have no idea.
This person saying
I used to sit in 303.
They thought they were gone, but there's a section in the 300 level that still has them.
Yeah. Text line says, Cody, you just want to get fired today?
Well, in fairness, I didn't know about the Odyssey rewards thing if people were talking about that earlier. That was different, and I only found out recently that they display those on the company TV.
Yeah.
And I still think I can say everything I did say earlier on the lines from the... I think I can say all those.
Someone says the line from Mecole Hardman was, it stretching the national championship trophy?
That's only relative to this show, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Oh, my goodness.
You cut that thing down, man.
Yeah, you left You're out the best us. Part.
I did.
So do you think Mecole has a future rap career? Do we think he's just killing some time in the offseason or what?
I will say this. I like Mecole's
song. I hope he likes it.
Song. I will say this as well. This is a song. I think I found a song from Kadarius Toney.
Did you listen to it
in 2020?
Is it clean?
I'm looking. I think it is clean, but I want to find the lyrics. It sounds clean.
We can't play the think game anymore at this point. I don't think.
I'm making sure right now.
I can't just tell you to play unedited songs.
I'm making sure right now.
Okay.
I'm looking up the lyrics, but it doesn't have the lyrics, so we're not going to play it. It doesn't sound bad though. I'll say that it doesn't sound bad from Kadarius. Mm-hmm. I do think Mecole sounded better though.
All right.
Yeah, there was a part of Mecole's song that I was like, yeah, we probably shouldn't play that.
Top text. Section 319 here. I have season tickets. Unless I'm so drunk, I think I know what I'm urinating in.
Okay.
Fair enough.
There are people who swear there are some in the 300 level.
Are there certain parts of the 300 level? I thought they got rid of
just
all those.
One? I think it's like a secret bathroom. Is it like a speakeasy? Weird. You got to like pull a book off a shelf and somehow you
I
get
would
to...
not walk in there.
I would choose the bathroom. I would choose a line in a different bathroom.
Ah, here we go. All right. The end zones in 300s, urinals. Sidelines, troughs. You can't walk around the 300 concourse without changing elevations and circle ramps. That was, again, going to be part of the renovation. They're going to fix that. All right. We've gotten to the bottom
again,
of this.
Again, is this somebody who works there? This person does sound very official.
This is part of the renovation plan, maybe.
Need a Cody and Gold investigation. I think you and I need to get to Arrowhead and actually...
We're going
to
get rid of those troughs. We're going to get you guys some urinals.
Honestly, but I'm not even kidding at this point. If they had said that instead of half of the things they had said in that original renovation plan, why wouldn't that be appealing? You had said before, it is hard to give everyday fans things they want in a renovation because a lot of time renovations... Yes. Cater to the wealthy.
Yeah, they're trying to find new revenue opportunities. Yeah. And no matter whether it's just a new stadium or renovation, it's going to have luxury items.
There'll be more suites and everything else. That's just the way it works. This is for the everyman. Because I promise you, in the 100 level, they're not making them pee in troughs. Okay?
No, they're not.
They're not. If they offer you, honest to God, what about if a urinal had a swing door, a little more privacy? You could
provide a swing door. Don't describe it as that, please. just a thing in between.
A partition.
Thank you. That's the word you're looking for.
You know?
Yes.
There are a lot of available options to bring to the people. Somebody's now sending us a link that's claiming this is a clean version of Kadarius Toney's song, and there is no way we can actually trust that it is.
I found a snippet that is clean. Do you want me to
play it? All right, let's hear Kadarius Toney's.
Hang on one second.
So we can judge whether it's better than Mecole Hardman's. It's getting slap happy at this point because we got back at 3 in the morning. Going all in because I got something to prove. When I walk in, got some nail on the shoe. I just want to win, but it want to see me lose. I got to say, I think that's better than Mecole's.
You think so? I like the beat. It's nice.
I don't know if he's making his beats, but I think whoever is making his beats is better than the other
guy. There was a producer tag before. It is not him.
Okay.
For somebody who makes music, it's not him.
Were you saying you make music? Or were you saying when? Like now?
When I was in college, I produced beats and sold them to make money in college.
He said, as someone who makes music, he made this sound like he was still actively producing beats.
I still make them in my free time. I don't sell them.
Make them.
We've
been doing this show for so long.
Stuff you keep secret from us, and then randomly one day you're like, I can beatbox. And then today, I make music all the time.
So what are you doing with them?
I can break 100 at Augusta. I mean, just it, never know.
So you're making beats as a part-time hobby.
Okay.
Correct. I made it like...
For no one?
Yeah. No, I just do it in my free time.
And you just enjoy making it, though.
Yeah, I mean,
do you rap over it?
No.
There's got to be a Drew Nixon track somewhere.
No, guaranteed.
No, I've never put anything out that's rapping.
Not publicly, but there's got to be like a Drew Nixon file, you
Since
know?
Since you've been on the producer of this show, I've probably made 10 songs. Why didn't you offer one beat?
We've talked about this before. Like, you haven't said that you wanted one.
Can you drop a beat right now, please, for us?
You made it sound like it was past tense.
Can we get one?
A beatbox beat? Or you want me to...
Beatbox works, too, but I didn't know if you had a beat ready to go.
Can you just bring us a beat tomorrow?
I can email myself a beat, and I can play it tomorrow on the show.
Why haven't you collaborated with Cody, then, Mr. You're making beats? Why haven't you offered a beat for Cody? You could have.
Offered one, but we've talked about this before, where I can either beatbox or you've never said, "Hey, Drew, I want you to beatbox for a song."
Interesting. Yeah, but not you're making it sound like you're just like on. Logic. What do you use?
I use GarageBand. It's the simplest of production.
Doesn't give a real professional vibe using GarageBand.
Damn.
Well, I don't claim to be a professional.
I'm going to defend you for a second.
I don't claim
to be a professional. Did you just say to him, it doesn't give a professional vibe, as in your music is all professional? What?
That's also true. Thank you.
I don't think I claim that, but yeah.
I'm not saying it is the best sounding. It's not mastered, but it sounds, I get it produced. Like, I make the beat and then I let GarageBand do its thing and produce it. I did, funny enough, there was a birthday present that I asked for in college. I didn't get it. I wanted one of those beat machines.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
I wanted the beat machine.
Why would you say it again?
Because it's what it's called. It's what it is called. It is.
If I Google that, are you sure that's what's going to show up?
Yes.
Goodness.
If I Google right now on the company computer, I'm not doing it on my own.
You're going to find it on mine. You're going to find an MPC. That's what I found. The first thing, an MPC.
If I
as a type of beat machine. Yes.
Okay. I'm not typing the letters you said before.
Google it right now.
If I type in what you, and I'm not saying it because I don't need that drop of me existing in this world. I've already tried to get fired today multiple times. In Drew's defense, I typed it in and it is as advertised.
Thank you.
Although a risk on the company computer to type that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I know it's called what it's called, but I'm going to call it what it's called.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys expect to happen tonight in St. Louis?
I think he gets his first career hit.
I think it's two hits tonight. Two hits for Cags tonight. That'll probably be my bet with Vern's on deck show tonight as well.
Yeah, I definitely think he's getting on base a couple times. I think he's getting his first career hit. I like the Royals to get another win.
All right. You heard it there.
If it doesn't get rained out, honestly.
There is a chance of that.
I got to say that's a real possibility.
There is a chance of that. Hope you guys have a great rest of the day. I might try to take a quick nap, and then I'm going to watch Cags, hopefully get a couple hits tonight. The Drive with Logan filling in for CDOT is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.